Hello?
Good evening, Mr. President.
Well, they seem to have had a very good day today, I think.
Golly, I don't remember a day when we've had so many good... Well, it's been a good week. It's been a good several weeks, Mr. President.
I don't know, with Rehnquist coming through so well, and then, of course, the sustaining of the veto by the Senate.
Oh, Marv, tax bill.
The tax bill, of course.
Signing, which has been damn good, a good day in the market.
Yeah, it held up reasonably well.
Oh, very strong today. The wire services played tonight, but they got the most bullish little wire service report that I've yet seen. They normally, you know, on a good day, they normally say it was technical recovery, and on a bad day, it's bad. But the market report tonight says the stock market benefiting from the dramatic improvement in investor psychology of it. Thanksgiving closed higher and very active trading for a Friday week. Damn good. It's a long story about how the investors' attitudes are improved. Right. But it sure was a hell of a day. I was just ecstatic over that Rehnquist thing. I was hoping maybe it would be 25 to 30 again, but I feared it would go higher than that.
Yeah.
And only losing the three Republicans, I think, is damn good.
Which three? Because Brooke Chabot.
Case that it never varies together.
That figures, yeah.
Lose Javits, you know lose Case.
Right.
But the others, you know, that think you might lose in a situation like that, they all held, which I think, I think it's more a sign of your strength than Rehnquist.
Matthias holding up, for example, and people like that.
Yes, and as I say, I really think it's more a reflection on you than it is on Rehnquist. In fact, that came through in some of the stories this afternoon, where some of the senators were not enthusiastic about Rehnquist, but they didn't want to break with you. I think that's the lead of the first story out of the Rehnquist vote.
Good.
So it was damn good.
Good.
Also had the retail sales figures in the day, I believe, for October, which on balance are pretty good. After the seasonal adjustment, it was 1% off of the September total, which was a hell of a record, but 10% above October of a year ago. Annual growth rate now is 12%. 3 months ending this October, the retail trade was up 4% above the preceding week, and that's 12 for the year. 10% above the same 3 month period of last year, both durable and non-durable. And with the inflation factor less than it has been, that makes the increase even more difficult. Pastor said that, I talked to him about this, he said all of the Christmas indicators, the indications of Christmas are excellent, but the spot checks they've been doing, they're going to do another one this week that stands for the Christmas. So that plus the market, Rehnquist, taxes, daycare, I'll be very glad now if Congress will just fold up shop Monday night and get the hell out of town.
They will. They'll be off Monday or
another victory that you had today, which I don't know if you noticed, the conferees decided not to repeal any part of Section 350.
That was a good one.
Oh, boy, that was a great one.
Because next year, it's going to be hard for them to turn around and then repeal it just for the president. But
well, then it's obvious. If they try that technique, then it's just plain politics. And, I think once they have decided, I'm not even sure they'll try it. They sure have taken a hell of a lot of licking. You know, they figured they were going to get the $20 million out of the checkoff. And then they figured they'd get free TV time. You know, even if you didn't agree to the base, which of course but they would get free time under that deal. Because we would be offered free time and they would. So they don't even have that. I just imagine they're sitting there tonight wondering what the hell hit them. Because they've lost every one of these efforts to squeeze us on money, to squeeze something. So, I've been, President, spending an atrocious amount of time, I think, to do it, but I think it's necessary with a conservative. And, there's one thing I need to ask you, but I talked to the Vice President today, and he's willing to do anything and everything that we want him to be helpful. He has a lot of strokes with some of those guys. he's willing to have a private breakfast meeting with Buckley and Rusher, who are the two intellectuals in the West. He wants to be able to say to them that he is speaking for the president, speaking for the administration, in talking about the defense budget.
That's right.
I've given him a little guideline that he could follow if he approves.
Right.
He thinks he can turn Bill Buckley off, and if Bill Buckley turns off, there won't be a candidate.
Well, there's going to be a very strong defense budget.
Yes, it is.
Well, there is.
Well, I went through some of the items that was Weinberg this afternoon, and if you have no objection to the vice president,
yes, that he, by all means, that he's talked to me, and if that's what he's going to do, and that's what we're going to have, and it's a strong budget. But the important thing is for them to remember we ought to have a strong budget. They've got to fight the left wing to see if they don't kill it.
That's what's damn frustrating to these fellows, you know.
I know.
They fight us instead of the liberals.
The liberals are the ones, so we'd have even a higher budget, but we'll have a hell of a time getting this through.
So I think, frankly, from what I know of the budget, I think this is going to turn off the problem on the right. Pat Buchanan and I are meeting this Sunday morning with all of the intellectuals here, the crowd that are in Washington. And then the vice president said that he would see Buckley and Rusher when he goes to New York.
Now, if you can get Kissinger tomorrow morning, he knows this budget backwards and forwards, and he can give you a little feel as to why it's stronger in the sense of real strength. Okay?
I'll do that, because that's the one area that we...
Well, they have no reason to be concerned, because basically they have to realize the moot. It's really a theological exercise. The question is not what we're for. It's the question that we have a Senate that will not approve things.
Exactly.
And they ought to start fighting that Senate and quit fighting us.
Exactly. I get frustrated as hell dealing with it, but I must say that there is some merit to the problem they have with the media, because every one of those guys went to the gallery, filmed, and made comments on your detail yesterday and today, Gabriel.
Yeah.
Every one of them issued statements. I know, because
and none of them made it.
And none of them made it. We carried them around. We dropped them at the network.
Well, no, but the networks are basically against our position.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Well, tell them to do it again.
Well, we're going to keep the time. Of course, the columnists are fine. You know, Phil Patrick and all those guys. Right. We'll get a lot of help from them.
Sure.
The politicians on the right, they have a tough problem. You send Bannon up to the gallery, does a two-minute tape.
I know.
Goes into the can and nobody ever sees. But they were, we scored with them yesterday. That was a great detail. And
they ought to give us a little credit.
Well, they do. And I think, frankly, I think we scored more than just there. I think there's a hell of a lot of middle America that just don't like the concept of children being taken from their families or anything. We've been doing some planning today over the next month, and we're trying to think of a big news event for January 4th. So, if we have anything big, that's a good day to...
What's that?
That's the day Muskie's going to announce.
Oh!
We were thinking maybe we could, we're scoring these victories so regularly now, if we can find a good one for that day.
Well, we're trying to think of some.
Fitz called me tonight. He had seen John. Very happy when everything settled. And repeated to me how thrilled he was. Wanted to tell you that he'll be talking to me about much more direct things. But he was in a very, very upbeat frame of mind. I think the way it's worked out is a just idea. Having all of his regional conferences and meeting all of his top people in a personal discuss this. We'll be giving us a hell of a boost to each one of us that we use in the South and Midwest during the coming weeks. And he'll be right out on the firing line for us.
Will you tell the Vice President he has my total backing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll do that. We'll keep right working it.
Good. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.